You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, the camping trip was a success. And as always, there's a bit of a small back and forth between myself and the meat sack where shots are thrown. Now, of course, the meat sack seems to have forgotten that I still understand and speak just enough Japanese. Now, her and my oldest son were talking, and of course, the subject of me came up, and of course, she was like, well, Donna-san, which is husband, Donna means husband, still Dekai, which is big. However, Dekai can mean big in a good way or big in a bad way. And of course, she went the negative route with it. So of course, I turned my head, I looked at her and said, what's up, Baba? Now, Baba is a slang term for Oba-san. Oba-san means grandmother. However, when you say Baba, that means old woman. Of course, the kids started laughing and she got beat red. Oh, if looks could kill, boy, her eyes turned into straight up daggers. And of course, I didn't care, so I had to give her the friendly reminder. Look, you can call me Dekai, Oki, Big, Fat, whatever you want to call me. I can always lose more weight. You will never be young again. So then I turned around and kept playing my game on my phone. And of course, when things calmed down, we started barbecuing and everything went off without a hitch. Now, speaking of camping and driving, heed my warning, the appropriately named heed my warning, because the majority of articles that he sends are on the cautionary tail side. He left a comment that pointed me to this particular article that I wanted to do Friday. However, I'm glad that I waited. Why? Because I'm starting to see a hell of a lot more women in the same damn setup. Now, once again, this article was updated on the 18th of August. Woman fakes being stranded, then kills college student who stopped. Gentlemen, we all know where this will be headed in the future. A roadside robber masquerading as a stranded motorist killed a University of Central Florida student when he fought back, according to the Clay County Sheriff's Office in Alabama. The 22-year-old victim was identified as Adam Simji of Apopka, Florida, and he was traveling with his girlfriend, Michaela Paulus, 20, who witnessed the killing, the sheriff's office said in a press release. It happened around 11:30 a.m. Sunday, August 14th, as the couple were driving through Talladega National Forest, a mile from Chiaja State Park, officials said. The park is about 80 miles east of Birmingham, Alabama. The two were flagged down by a woman who was later identified as Yasmin Hyder, the sheriff's office reported. Hyder asked the couple if they could give her some assistance to get her car started, which was nearby. Red flag number one, officials said. When the couple attempted to assist Hyder, she produced a gun and made the couple walk back into the woods. Once they were in the woods, Simji revealed he was armed and the two exchanged gunfire as Paulus looked on, officials said. Both Simji and Hyder were struck by gunfire, officials said. Michaela noticed a second woman who was later identified as Crystal Diane Pinkins standing in the woods observing what was going on, the sheriff's office said. Deputies arrived to find Hyder on the ground nearby with quote unquote several gunshots to her torso. Pinkins was arrested hours later, standing among a group of tents, half a mile from the scene of the robbery. Hyder faces charges of one count of murder, two counts of kidnapping, two counts of robbery, officials said. She is currently in a Birmingham hospital, the sheriff's office said, and the weapons used in the crime have been recovered. Pinkins has also been charged with one count of murder, two counts of kidnapping, and two counts of robbery, the officials said. Gentlemen, this will become more common. Now, of course, you guys know I am the master of silver linings. Even in this dark story, there will be a silver lining. In fact, there are going to be two silver linings. First and foremost, I have to give the man his due. He did not go down without a fight. Gentlemen, in the end, that's all you can do. Fight until you can't fight anymore. Now, the second silver lining is the fact that more men, at minimum, are going to be more wary about assisting women on the side of the road, or they're just going to outright pass them by. That's what I do. I don't slow down for nothing. Mm-mm. Ever since Mr. Ken Basic, who helped that woman fix her car for a couple of hours and was awarded a false sex crime allegation that completely destroyed him, that was it for me. I said, no more. I will not stop for anybody on the side of the road. I'm to the point that even if I see someone laying in a bloody heap, I'm not going to stop. Because once again, when you think like a criminal, what is one guaranteed way to get someone to stop, especially in an area that they don't know? Have somebody bleeding on the side of the road, particularly a woman bleeding on the side of the road. Yeah, no, no. Gentlemen, it's getting real out here. Now, I've had a couple of comments that, you know, forgive me for not remembering your name, but one comment said that he was going to a gas station and he saw a woman standing out there just stark naked. And unfortunately, his kids was with him. And another comment was saying, be careful around gas stations. Now, that's something else that I'm starting to notice a lot more, too. More women are starting to hang out around gas stations, especially at night. Oh, no, gentlemen. No, 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 no. There could be a party waiting for you, a party that you don't want to be invited to. Just saying. But all in all, gentlemen, as bad as this is to say, if you see a woman stranded on the side of the road, keep going. Do not stop. Keep going. It's just like that situation that happened to that woman on that train where all the men did not get involved. Yeah, the Good Samaritan, if you have an inner Good Samaritan, gentlemen, just like chivalry, You need to kill it. It does not exist in this current society, especially since we're going through economic times. Yeah, no, 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 no. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And leave in the comments section, have you seen an uptick in women on the sides of the roads or at gas stations pretending to be stranded or trying to give you a back alley deal? Well, ladies, this is the environment that you helped to create. And with that, the power will go out. Feminism, damn sure, will go out right along with it. And now, because of these crazy women, guess what? Even more men are going to be, at minimum, hesitant to stop for you if they see you in trouble, or they're just going to outright abandon you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.